56. Killian. A blow caught him against the back, and he fell, fighting to regain his feet, but the Anuk were pressing in on all sides. And then they were stepping back from him. Flexing his fingers on the pommel of his sword, Killian rose to find they'd retreated to form a half moon around him. The Anuk warriors using shields to deflect arrows coming from Sonia and the rest. So we meet again, Lord Calorian. A familiar voice reached his ears, and Killian watched as the Anuk boy who told him of Rhea's treachery stepped out from the ranks of warriors, lowering the scarf covering his face. Between panting breaths, Killian said, "You neglected to introduce yourself last time, boy." The warriors shifted angrily, but the boy only shrugged. "I suppose it fitting that you should know the name of the one to kill you. I am Prince Zadrian." 100 retorts rose to Killian's lips, but he bit down on all of them, because this boy had the power to stop the war Rhea had begun, that he had begun. "This fight will hurt Mutamora and Anukashri both," Killian said. "You need to retreat. We need to resolve this with words, not swords," says the man who's been slaughtering my people. The prince lifted his weapons. "You talk of words now only because this is a battle you won't win. It wasn't me." Killian lowered his own weapon. "It was the actions of a few who seek to manipulate politics in Mutamora, to manipulate me. These soldiers and the people they defend are innocent." "The actions of Rhea Roanis, you mean?" The boy looked at him in disgust. "Your men told us as much before we executed them for their crimes. They also told us that you were her lover and would do anything to please her." He spit on the ground in front of Killian. "You blaspheme your mark, Dark Horse." Killian closed his eyes, his hatred for Rhea making his blood boil. "She lies, as did they. This is what you get for allying with the Scorpion." The prince knocked an arrow from the air with his sword before it could strike him, marked by Tremen as surely as Killian was himself. "Now let us discover which of us Tremen favors to live." "Not me." "Take your vengeance then." Alarmed shouts reached Killian's ears. A second later, a horse leapt up the bank right before a flood of deadly debris rushed past. The horse landed awkwardly, hindquarters sliding sideways on the wet rock, the animal nearly going down. Hooves scrambling, it righted itself, then gave a violent buck, sending its rider flying through the air. She landed on her ass right in front of Killian. Prince Zadrian stared at the white-robed woman in astonishment as she climbed to her feet, and then Lydia shouted, "If you want to kill him, you're going to have to kill me first." Shock froze Killian in place. "She's alive. She's here." Killian vaguely heard whispers moving through the Anuk ranks as they recognized her as a healer, as one of Hegiria's marked. But none of that mattered, because she was here and she was alive. And gods help him. But she was now in danger because of him. "Lydia, get back!" Zadrian's eyes narrowed, and then he shouted, "Capture the healer, and then kill General Calorian." Killian caught hold of Lydia's arm, trying to pull her behind him, but she resisted. "They won't shoot me," she said between her teeth, "but they seem rather keen on killing you. I have armor on." And the last thing he needed was one of the Anuk archers growing restless and accidentally hurting her to get at him. "Instead of arguing, perhaps think of a way out of this that doesn't see either of us dead." Killian allowed his mind to race, abandoning plans even as he came up with them. He'd caught himself in this trap, not thinking he'd need a way out. But now everything had changed. In his periphery, he could see the Anuk flanking him, could hear them debating whether the deadly river could be bridged. They lifted one of the tree trunks they'd used to cross the other river, but it fell far shy of the opposite bank, catching up against a rock in the middle of the flow. You come with us, and you'll be treated with the respect you deserve, Zadrian said to Lydia. Not as a slave to the Scorpion King. My thanks for the offer, Lydia answered, as though he'd invited her to a party. But I'm afraid I'll have to decline. The prince gave a frustrated shake of his head, then pulled his veil back over his face so that only his eyes were visible before striding forward, obviously intent on being the one to end Killian's life. What sort of coward uses a healer as a shield? He shouted. Killian tensed, but Lydia snapped. Don't you dare rise to the bait! Then under her breath, please tell me you have a plan. He most definitely did not. Hundreds of Anuk surrounded them, and behind them flowed a river of death. The tree. One end of it was caught on the rocky bank, the other against a boulder near the middle of the flow. It shuddered against the pressure of the flood. It was only a matter of time until it broke, which meant he needed to be quick. Killian took a few steps back, pulling Lydia with him. I've got you, he muttered, sliding his sword into his sheath. Then he stepped onto the bobbing tree trunk, which sank beneath his weight. All around, muddy water full of detritus surged fast and deadly. To fall would mean almost instant death. Holding Lydia by the shoulders to balance her, he took step after careful step, feeling her shaking beneath his grasp. Another tree struck the one they were on, and she lurched sideways, but he pulled her upright. Halfway there, he muttered. Then an arrow glanced off his mail, the impact causing him to rock sideways. Don't shoot at him, Zadrian shouted. If he falls, he'll take her with him. Killian took another step, holding Lydia tightly as she eased one booted foot back along the slick wood. Then under his hands, he felt her tense. Hurry, she gasped. The trunk is breaking. I can see the split. Crack. Killian twisted, managing two steps before the tree snapped. Flipping Lydia over his shoulder, he jumped. His boots hit the slick boulder in the middle of the river, and he nearly slid off the far side. Lydia screaming as he struggled to keep his balance, eyes on the deadfall flowing around them. An island of safety, though if the water rose any higher, they'd be swept away. Setting Lydia down in front of him, he kept an arm wrapped around her, but she moved so she stood between him and the Anuk, protecting him when it should have been the other way around. As if sensing his thoughts, she shouted over the noise. Don't even think it, Killian. You do anything foolish, and I'll push you in the river myself. Most of the debris had passed, but now brown water roared around them, surging over the rock and soaking his boots. The battle resumed, arrows flying back and forth, both sides taking casualties. No one could help them, and the river was rising. Think! He screamed to himself as the water rose above the boulder, now ankle deep. You got her into this, now get her out! Prickles raced up his skin, and looking upstream, he saw a large tree floating rapidly toward them. Twisting, he looked downstream at the ravine the river flowed into, his eyes fixing on the jagged rocks protruding from the walls. Give me your belt, he shouted. Pardon? Reaching down, he pulled Lydia's belt loose, then formed a loop with it. And as the tree shot past, he said, jump! Together, they leapt into the muddy water, catching hold of the tree and hurtling downstream. Debris slammed into his legs, tangling in his ankles, but Killian kept his eyes fixed on the ravine walls, Lydia's belt in hand. Hold on to me, he shouted, then tossed the loop high, the leather catching around and outcropping. His arm nearly jerked out of its socket as the belt pulled taut. Lydia shrieked, losing her grip around his neck. He caught her robes, swearing as they slid up over her head. But then her hand latched on his sword belt. Hold on! He discarded the garment in the flow, wincing as a tree struck him, nearly tearing them loose. He had to get them up. Catching hold of Lydia's belt with his other hand, Killian heaved, dragging them both upward. Hand over hand, he pulled them higher, Lydia clinging to his sword belt, which was sliding dangerously low on his hips. Lightning crackled and thunder boomed. More water falling from the sky, and he silently cursed Gespern, even as he prayed for respite. His toes found a crack in the cliff wall, and he wedged his foot in deep. Then, twisting the belt around his wrist, he let go with his other hand and reached down for Lydia. "Grab hold of me!" Beneath him, she was still mostly submerged, gasping in pain every time a piece of deadfall struck her, her arms trembling as she fought to keep her grip on his belt.
"Lydia!"
She looked up, eyes full of pain and determination. Gods, but he loved her. Letting go of his belt, she reached up, her hand closing over his wrist. He heaved, lifting her out of the water, his body trembling until she managed to clamber up him, her bare legs wrapped around his waist, arms around his neck.
"Hold on!"
Reaching up, he caught hold of the outcropping, pulling them higher, finding toe holds that would support his weight. And there he stayed, 20 paces away. The battle still raged on. The Anuk trying to get across, Sonia and the royal army repelling their every advance. But none of that mattered. She was alive. She was here. Letting go with one hand, he wrapped his arm around her, pulling her close, feeling her cheek against his, her hand cold where it pressed against his neck.
"I won't let you fall."
"I know."
Her breath was warm against his ear.
"And you never will."
Though they were still on the brink of death, Killian felt something akin to regret as he heard Sonia's voice from above, a rope falling for them to climb, hands grabbing hold of him and Lydia, hauling them to safety.